These days.
That's Jess Glynn and Macklemore. It's These Days on Fully Charged. Now, on Monday night, the biggest TV show on the planet is coming to an end. It is, of course, Love Island.
Oh, yes. All the single... Well, they arrived in all single. They've coupled up. They've broken up. They've gotten back together. And they're all chasing that prize of €50,000.
Now, one man who has certainly, you know, been out of the loop, I think it's fair to say, with regards to this TV show, is none other than Michael Healy-Ray. Good morning, Michael. How are you doing?
Hello, Aidan, Megan, and your listeners. How are you all?
Sure, look, we're well. I think we're good. We're good. It's the weekend. That's always positive, isn't it?
Good.
Also, it rained, and we needed that rain.
A small bit of rain is no harm. Now, you're talking about Love Island.
Yeah, Michael. So we're hearing a little birdie telling, especially we've had it on our news all morning, that you literally have no clue what the show's about, do you?
I have no idea, but when it was explained to me what it was about, it gave me an idea.
Okay.
What about if we turned Ireland into a political love island? And if we tried making pairings of political people, for instance, in the Dáil.
Right.
And if we started trying to make matches, like, what would your listeners suggest as good matches?
Now, are we talking romantic matches or matches that would work quite well in terms of, like, running the country?
Well, sure, look, whatever tickles your fancy. It could be a bit of both. It could be a bit of romantic nature.
Okay.
And also of a political nature. For instance, I'll make a suggestion.
Okay, you go first, though.
Okay. When I think of Matty McGrath is a great deputy, as you all know. So what about if we matched him up with Mary Lou McDonald, for instance?
Yes, sparks fly. Now, I'm going to say, we're going to set the scene here for Love Ireland, the political version. I think we'll set it in the Dáil, and the Dáil bar will be like the meeting place.
Okay.
Yes. So we'd pair them off in here. That would be my first suggestion.
Right.
My second suggestion then would be, we couldn't ignore Gerry Adams. So who would we put with Gerry Adams? I was thinking, Gerry's a very serious person. So what about if we picked Ruth Coppinger?
Okay, for anyone who doesn't know Ruth Coppinger, can you explain, like, what Ruth's about?
Well, Ruth is also a deputy, and Ruth is, I'm sure, a hard-working person for her constituency. So I think we pair them off. So have you got any suggestions?
I do. Will I go first? So mine, I actually had picked Mary Lou McDonald as well, and this might be controversial, but you know what? I think this could work. I'm saying, bring back Bertie Ahern.
Right, so Mary Lou is in demand, so she's already gone to Matty McGrath, but you want her to go to Bertie Ahern.
Yeah, well, there could be an uncoupling in the villa, and then we can make a new couple.
Right, okay.
And
yes,
that's what happens in Love Island. Yeah. They all fall out with each other in this mix and match, you know?
Oh, fine, well, there'd be plenty fallout in the Dáil.
Yeah,
so, me and another person who I'd be friends with myself is Kate O'Connell. We couldn't ignore Kate O'Connell. Now, Kate would be in fierce demand altogether. So I think, I don't know who would we actually suggest for Kate.
I'm not so sure, Michael, I do have my own suggestion, if I may.
Oh,
so
yes.
This is not a romantic suggestion. This would be more of a team exercise, you know, two
a
people
practical
that I
nature.
Think. Yeah. So I would like to include you in the mix here, right? So I'm going to say Michael Healy-Ray, and I don't know what your thoughts on this are, but Luke Ming Flanagan, what do you think?
Well, actually, Luke was on my corridor for a number of years when he was in the Dáil.
Right.
And we didn't fight yet, and I keep in contact with him now that he's gone over to Brussels.
No.
But let's put it this way, I would have hoped that you could have teamed me with somebody else. No to Luke. But I'm sure he wouldn't mind me declining any offer.
Well, Michael, as I like to say, you know, this is, it's a pairing, it's a match. We are joining people together. In fact, some could say it's a joint government. Do you get what I'm saying?
A joint, I get what you're saying, But I think the less we'll say about that now, the better.
Yeah, fair enough.
I don't want to finish up in the High Court. And so we'll keep this a way more mundane. Now, we left a very important man out of all of this. And that is Micheál Martin. Who are we going to pair him with?
Oh, see, I feel like he's like the dad of the group, isn't he? He's just like so kind of lovely and sound, and you know, there's no kind of flaws with him.
I feel like Michael, he's like Dr. Alex in Love Island. He has been on Lucky Love, kind of the single one. I feel like maybe he could just be the single one that maybe doesn't get paired up with anybody.
A loner, but that'd be very sad, then, that he'd be there all on his own. So,
true.
No, we'd have to put him with somebody. What about Mary Mitchell O'Connor now?
Perfect.
Oh, yeah, Mary Mitchell. How did I forget about Mary Mitchell O'Connor? Definitely.
Michael, we're talking politics. We are also talking Love Island. Look, you have made the news because people are kind of saying, how do you not know what it is? What are you doing every night, Michael, at 9 o'clock when Love Island is on?
Well, for instance, yesterday I was at clinics all day, and when you do clinics, remember, you get a lot of problems. When you get a lot of problems, there's a lot of work and research and time has to go into solving them. So last night, at, you were saying 9 or 10 o'clock, I was in a very exciting place. I was inside my office until a lot later than that, dealing with problems which are the bread and butter of any politician. So that's what I was doing. And I actually, those type of programs, to be honest, I don't want to sound boring, but they wouldn't interest me whatsoever.
Michael, no, come on. I saw you on Living with Lucy, and that's kind of fun.
Well, no, Lucy Kennedy is different. Lucy Kennedy is great.
Okay. She's brilliant.
And we were at an event there the other night, and she's great sport, and she's great for a laugh. And now everybody should watch Lucy Kennedy, whatever she's on.
Tell us this and tell us no more. Will you get to relax now over the weekend?
Well, no, because you see, it depends. When people talk about work, I like what I do, so I don't look at it as work at all. Saturday is a busy day by me in Scott's Hotel in Killarney, and I meet people there, as my father has been doing for many years before me, and I hope to continue for a long time. So that's what I'll be doing tomorrow.
Michael, tell me this much. Look, we know you're not really watching Love Island too much, but there's a very famous phrase in that TV show, and that phrase is, I got a text! Could we get a Michael Healy-Ray? I got a text.
But you want me to say that, is it?
Yeah, but you got to be like, I got a text! That's how they say it.
So I have to sound excited about it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll let on to be as excited as I possibly can.
Go on.
Oh my God, I got a text!
Yeah! Yay! Michael Healy-Ray, thank you so, so much for coming on. The last time we spoke, your hat was in the news. Now you're in the news. I mean, this is just insane.
Can I just say one thing before I go?
Yeah.
Go on.
I'm a bit like what you said about Micheál Martin. I'm a loner. I have very few followers on Instagram, only a few thousand. So I'd like for everybody, if they have time and if they're even in the slightest bit interested, follow me on Instagram to see what's happening.
What's your
Instagram name? We'll follow you right now, Ed, and I will.
I don't have a clue.
Michael, we'll search
so
for you.
Just look me up and you'll find me.
Okay. We'll do that. So I'm going to do that right now and I'll get your name. I'll follow you.
Yes. And at least I'll have one extra person after today.
You have to follow us back though.
I will.
Well, Michael, it's been a joy. I promise you, we'll give you another plug there later on, all right? Anybody tuning in this morning, make sure to follow Michael Healy-Ray on Instagram. I believe Megan has found your account. What's it called?
I did. It's M_HealyRayTD.
Perfect.
Follow.
Right. Michael Healy-Ray, thank you so, so much. It's always fun to chat with you, all right?
Thanks very much, Ed. Thanks, Megan.
See you soon. Bye.
Bye-bye.
There you go. I'm Michael Healy-Ray there. Now, I think it's fair to say this man knows a lot about Love Island. I think we've taught him and brand new TV show in the making there.
Oh my God, yeah. Love Ireland set in the Dáil Bar.
Can you imagine the drama? Right now, this song has featured in Love Island, actually. It's a savage tune, M22. This is First Time on Spin. If you